Teira. Ko pānala mihi atu nei mai te reo irirangi te hiku o teika ko tāku keringoa te wai Harry Burkhardt ka kōrero maua mō ngā kaupapa kei mua I a Ngāti Kure. Nō reira, te rangatira Harry, kia ora ra.
Kia ora, kia ora.
So, without much more, what's a slight a slip of the tongue, however, I'm sure Margaret would understand. Ai, nō reira, nō reira,
yeah, hoa mihi. Every now and then I have to activate my Ngāti Kahu whakapapa, which I'm happy with.
Oh, so, kia ora, kia ora. Nō reira, Harry, let's go straight into this, e hoa. To do firstly is, Harry, what seems to be the focus right now moving forward for the months ahead for Ngāti Kuri, Harry?
As with every iwi in New Zealand, we're thinking about how we manage a post-COVID-19 environment. How do we ensure those who have been affected by 10 weeks of lockdown have the most chance of surviving the next 1 to 2 years? We don't fully understand the size of that impact yet, but from an iwi perspective and a government perspective and a community perspective, we're all thinking hard about how we assist in that new structure.
Yes, yes, absolutely. I don't think you're the only one. I think that's worldwide. However, I think, Harry, the Māori of Aotearoa, especially up the Hiku o Te Ika here, when the covert decided that it wanted to make Aotearoa home, well, the Māori people and all the communities, Māori and Pākehā combined, took an initiative with or without the assistance of the police, the easiest way, shut the roadways, they're going to come over the Maunga, good luck, but on the roadways it's not going to happen. So, you know, respectively of how we moved, it's, put it this way, Harry, I don't believe it's something that we're frightened of and definitely something we have become accustomed to, because this is not the first time something like this has come to Aotearoa. We go back to 1918, where the Spanish flu came through, annihilated a lot of motatau, you know, and the thing is that people have evolved, but in that evolvement, even so, the world, the way it is, they have not forgotten how to survive. Now, Harry, as you've said there, that's the focus moving forward. That was supposed to be the next part to our hikoi, is that COVID-19, we know the devastation, what the tidal wave does. Are we aware of that, Harry?
What that pandemic has done is amplified the significant socioeconomic disparities that sit in our communities. And you're right, it's not a New Zealand specific issue, it's a global issue.
Aye.
So what we're thinking about is the tools of the past are not going to get us there, so how might we think differently around those real challenges? So in COVID-19 for Ngāti Kuri and Aupōuri, the ability to control our borders was an imperative.
Absolutely.
So we know how to do that well. And to your point, you know, I've got a great-grandfather who's in a mass grave at Mare too, so those narratives are real to us. So the things that we learnt out of 10 weeks of lockdown is our corner interested in food and water security. So how might we feed ourselves and not be as reliant as we have been in the past in other constructs? So these are notions that we're trying to work through.
Kilda Harry, Kilda Harry.
From a Ngāti Kuri perspective, you know, we own farms and horticulture businesses, and so we're thinking about how do we reposition those offerings back to our people first and then to a regional and national and global market sector. And that's work, good kai, and allowing us to get those platforms stable so we can face those challenges that we all have to face.
Ah, kia ora, Harry. I'm listening to that part you're saying where Ngāti Kuri and Ngāti Kahu own their own farms, orchards and all things and that. Harry, the key question that I'd like to, you know, the road I'd like to go down is, why does it need a pandemic before those industries start thinking about sharing the fruits of the land and the benefits from the land back to the people? Why did we need a pandemic before we started looking at that way when sharing was a way from days of old, Harry?
Yeah. And I don't have a simple answer other than the fact that when we have a shared crisis, we kind of understand what collaboration, working together looks like. So it's about amplifying our relationships, I suppose. No one planned the pandemic, so we've just got to be adaptive and make sure those things that we've learned through that period is we can take them through to the next stages of our evolution.
Aye, kia ora. I understand and I hear what you're saying. So just to sort of round our kōrero up, a quick brief, Harry. Moving forward, what are some of the issues Ngāti Kuri are looking at taking for the year we've got ahead? I know there should always be a plan B. What about, is there a plan C also?
Excuse me. So we've been talking amongst ourselves about what are those aspirations that are important to us. So there's three things that we're focusing on is what does shared prosperity look like, really? What does community resilience look like? And what does Manamata Haki look like?
Kia ora.
So those three things are kind of bundled up in one sort of ethos and theme, you know, how you roll out. But fundamentally for Ngāti Kuri is we want to do things in our own right, in our own terms. So we are prepared to work with others to do that.
Kia ora.
And that includes the government, but we've got an anxiety and an urgency to get on and do this stuff. So we will just roll out as fast as we can. So to us, it's around pace.
Kia ora. It's having more or less your finger on the pulse, as one way of putting it, isn't it, Harry?
Kia ora.
Nā rungai tērā e hoa, e mihi tonu anai wātea mai koe kia kōrero tahi kia pā mō ngā kaupapa e pāna kia Ngāti Kuri. So, respectively, acknowledging you taking the time to share, the focus is looking ahead. If there is a second wave, a pandemic, that would come from this COVID-19, that there is absolutely a plan in place. So without saying much more, Harry, e mihi anai hoa, always acknowledging for you have taken the time to share this kaupapa and a tirohanga angamua anei for another one of the iwis in muri whenua. No reira, Harry, e mihi anai hoa, mauri ola.
Aye, good up.
Aye, kia koutou whakalo mai tērā ko Harry Burkhardt me tērā kaupapa anu ahakoa nei e kaupapa angamua mō aneira mō Ngāti Kuri. Te manuhiri a pā ko Harry Burkhardt, ko pānoai mihi atu nei, mauri ola.